The legendary resilience of Sri Lanka's tea industry is once again evident this week as the Emerald Isle of the Indian Ocean recovers from Cyclone Didwa. The cyclone formed in unusually warm water southeast of Sri Lanka. The slow-moving storm, which sustained winds of 45 miles per hour, released 19 to 21 inches of rain over 72 hours, causing landslides in part of the central highlands and severe flooding across a wide area of the 150-mile-wide island, where rainfall exceeded 300 millimeters. That's 12 inches of rain. Joining us today to discuss the storm's impact is Anil Cook, CEO of Asia Siaka Commodities, former chair of the Colombo Brokers Association. It currently serves on the Sri Lanka Tea Board. Thanks for joining us, Anil.
Hello, everyone.
Could you give me a rundown on how last Friday's cyclone affected the tea industry?
Can I start by focusing on what is working in the industry? This cyclone that hit us, it came in from the east and moved across the island and up to the north and traveled towards the South Indian coast. Now, given the uniqueness of Sri Lanka's topography, we had a situation where some parts of the south remained relatively unharmed, even as the winds and the heavy rains lashed out toward the central hill area. None of the tea auction warehouses were harmed. Not a single roof blown away or floodwaters did not reach any of them. So all the tea that is cataloged and awaiting sale is safe and dry and ready to go out to the world as the auctions are conducted. So that's an important aspect. And the second is that the auctions are being conducted online. So we have power, we have access to Wi-Fi, and there's been no disruption in terms of the immediate urban areas in which the tea companies are operating in. So out of strategic thinking, the Colombo Tea Traders Association and the Sri Lanka Tea Board decided not to conduct an auction last week, and that auction will be held on Monday. And this means that the full range of teas that were due to be sold are available. At the start, we had issues of lorries not being able to come down due to earth slips and roads being washed away and culverts internally and on the bridges on the main roads being damaged. But that was primarily in the high grown areas. Almost all of the low country remains untouched. There was heavy rain, which slowed down growth and the usual climate-related disruption to everyday routine. But by and large, the low country teas, which account for more than 60% of national harvest, remains untouched. So as we climb up towards the mid-growths, that is first on the eastern slopes, and then we go on to the western slopes, we found quite a bit of damage to the delivery network. Some of the roads were damaged. And interestingly, none of the tea factories are damaged. So all tea factories are able to resume manufacture because almost all of them have generators and they're capable of manufacture. So those high-grown tea factories that are part of regional plantation companies have an additional advantage where the leaf can move to a neighboring factory within the greater cluster that is within the control of that company. So I'm not saying things are perfect and everything is okay, but it doesn't mean that the tea industry has imploded and everything has come to a grinding halt. It's definitely not the case. And those of you around the world who are waiting for your shipments of Ceylon tea, yes, there will be a disruption because the port closed for a few days when the winds were too strong, and the port has resumed work, and there's a bit of a backlog, and ships are beginning to call on Colombo. I'm not a shipping expert, but I know for sure that cargo is moving out of Sri Lanka to more than 100 countries around the world. So that's the positive side of it. Unfortunately, Sri Lanka has a lot of practice dealing with crisis over the years. So we have organizations that have built-in mechanisms to cope with issues such as this. We've been helping each other. The Tea Traders Association right now, even as we speak, is meeting to plan the next steps to keep this industry going without disruption. And the news that we got last night is that we have decided to have an extra auction in the last week after Christmas. So on the 30th of December, there would be an additional sale that we had not scheduled. That would suck up the volume that was due to go in this week, but and will be available and keep the cash flows going for the tea producers. And then the regular auctions through January would take place. Remember that Sri Lanka is always in season, and the dry, cold weather that comes in on the western side, the western Dimbula quality season, will come in soon in December and going into January all the way to March. So that season will be on track. There's no reason why there should be any disruption to it. Meanwhile, we have to do a lot of work as a country to get our infrastructure back, the roads and for the free movement of goods. And that will take place with the government stepping in. But the stakeholders are up and running, and we are determined to retain the trust and the we have with our buyers around the world, and we will deliver as we have in the past.
Tea growers in China last spring and in India this fall experienced similar bouts of torrential rainfall, leading to mudslides and deaths.
Then, tragically, the number is now reaching 400. There's a similar number unaccounted for. Quite a few of those deaths are in and around tea-growing areas. We had a whole village that went under in a mudslide in the mid-country on the western slopes. And, yes, there have been isolated deaths on tea gardens resulting from primarily mudslides and the strong rains. I mean, little creeks turned into massive streams, dragging people away. But one thing that we have that works for these gardens is that a lot of the cottages and so on are on the higher slopes. So if those slopes remained intact, and most of them did, then people were not harmed, and there was the workers were warned in advance, and they've moved out, and they're receiving protection and assistance where necessary. And don't forget, the plantation companies have this superb support system internally. No one's doing business in isolation, so they have the capacity to move resources to where it's needed really quickly. They are moving ahead without waiting for government to come in. There are organized assistance mechanisms in place. They are kicking in. And I think the primary contribution will come from the government in terms of clearing up these roads, so and to overcome the landslides and getting food to all these people. It's not perfect. It's not a beautifully choreographed initiative. But people are being cared for, and I would think that some of these gardens would be getting back into picking their leaves and commencing manufacture sooner than later.
You can help. Donations to the Sri Lanka Red Cross, UNICEF Sri Lanka, and Sarvaya Sarvarama movement directly support shelter, clean water, medical care, and rebuilding in the hardest hit tea districts. The Plantation Human Development Trust is coordinating support for estate workers and housing line communities. Visit redcross.lk, unicef.org/Sri Lanka, or sarvaida.org/donate, or phdt.org.lk. Together, the global tea community can make a difference.
There's been a tremendous outpouring of concern and of wishes for our safety. And we've seen the Canadian Tea Association has moved fast to see how they could assist. We know we have friends, but it's time like this that it really matters when we know that people are reaching out. The best thing you can do, I would think, is have one extra cup of pure Ceylon tea. That would get an economy back up.
That I will gladly do. Cheers, Anil.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.